views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, I'm your host, Dr. Ronnie, and welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and I have a special guest speaker. Her name is Dr. Makeba Mori, and we're here together today, and we're going to have a little bit of fun. Today, we're going to talk about holistic solutions and New Year's resolution disasters and New Year's resolution successes. So let's get started. Hello, Dr. Makeba. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Ronnie. Good morning, audience.
So let's start. New Year's resolution disasters, same old diets, fad diets that don't work. No nutritional diets, you know, all of that stuff. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
right?
I do.
Yeah, I used to do it for years. I've been doing it for the last 25, 30 years. I don't want to talk about my age, but every single year I say my New Year's resolution is going to be A, B, C, whatever.
Right.
I can choose some good ones now. And my family get mad at me because my mother, you know my mother, she's already cooked the cornbread. She has turkey. She's got macaroni and cheese, candy yams. And she really will, she will cook the collard greens and, you know, green beans. And that's special because that's for me.
Right.
She'll say, see what I did for you, sweetie. I made your vegetables for you. And, you know, and I'll say, Mom, I'm detoxing. And she doesn't understand that. And she'll roll her eyes at me and she'll try to tolerate me.
Right.
But, you know, all around the country, I've been hearing about these New Year's resolutions. And I want to tell you, most of them don't work.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, if you're anything like I used to be, particularly on those holidays when Thanksgiving would come around, I'd set my resolution. If it was a dietary, nutritional, and health resolution, I'd set that resolution. And I have seen literally thousands, if not millions, of people do the same thing. And I would probably make it to half of the day until I saw the candied yams with the different things in them. Then I'd reset it again and reset it again. And each time it may have varied in lengths, how long I succeeded. But even if the success was a month, 2 or 3 months, it still wasn't long term, nor was it incorporated into my lifestyle. So I think that's what we should talk about. How do we incorporate these New Year's resolutions, health, into a lifestyle practice?
So that's really what's missing, right? So people really, okay, let's talk about what is a resolution? When people think of a resolution, I think what they're thinking of something different than what we're talking about. A resolution in my mind means like a firm determination or a course of action or act of solving a problem. So when you're thinking of a New Year's resolution, you're actually thinking of, I want to solve this problem. And this problem is I have too much weight. I have 20 pounds to lose. That's my problem. And I have a plan to do that. So is that why it failed? Because we're really just trying to solve that problem. And because we don't have the right plan or protocol behind it, we sort of kind of like stop with the plan. And then we gain the weight back and we're back to square one.
Well, you know, Ronnie, that is part of the problem. Is because I believe that most of us, particularly most Americans, by definition of what a resolution is, we are very firmly determined when we make that resolution to succeed with it. I think the gap between making the resolution with that firm determination and succeeding with it in the long term has a lot to do with how we also plan it emotionally, energetically, vibrationally. Everything is mind and body. And if we don't put it in that context and plan it using our whole self, we're very likely to fail. So
So really, that's interesting, because so people don't think out their resolution. It's really a temporary fix. And
yes.
So that's exactly what they get. They get a temporary fix. And then they gain the weight back. They're still not feeling well. They still go back 3 months later. They get their headaches back. They're starting to bloat again.
Right.
They have all of the same complaints that they had before the New Year's resolution, which comes back 3 or 4 months later.
Yes.
So it's got to be better than that. And so, I mean, even for me, after all these years, I realized that I now want a temporary solution to stop. I want a permanent fix. I no longer want a temporary situation, because I'm getting sick and tired like everyone else.
Right.
So in the long term, I have to disappoint some people. I have to disappoint my family, my friends, and my loved ones. And I have to say, you know what? I can't engage in that behavior right now, because that will stop my lifestyle.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that I can't have fun every now and then, but I think that we have to stop saying that we fail. What I say is, I'm going to eat off the program today.
Yes.
Which means that's today. Tomorrow, I'm going to get back on my plan. I'm going to get back on my plan, which is my lifestyle plan.
Right.
And, you know, we'll talk a lot about what does that mean, having a lifestyle plan, because so many people don't have a lifestyle plan or a maintenance plan. What they really have is a temporary fix. And that's why they end up having a New Year's resolution disaster.
Right. And back to that point, it's such a great point you mentioned. It's a lifestyle plan. And I like to use the terminology, a holistic lifestyle plan. And in using that term holistic, it's not mythical at all. It just means that you're incorporating your whole being, because we are, in fact, mind and body. And both of them have an effect on the actions we play out and determine our success. So when we incorporate our whole being into planning anything we attempt to succeed, it becomes literally a part of us, literally a part of our DNA, literally a part of our thinking. Whereas when it's something separate and it's faddish and it's a temporary fix, it's just that. You say, okay, I'm going to get to this goal. I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to do this diet and I'm going to lose 20 pounds. And you're focused on it. What I've noticed that most of us do, we're focused on it just for that period of time. But outside of that, when we're finished that, we go back to our same habits.
Exactly.
And therefore, we reap the same results.
Exactly.
So I just think it's so wonderful how the country's consciousness and awareness about health and about the necessity of incorporating the mental, the emotional, as well as the nutritional, which we have to go into in depth about, it's just wonderful, because everything is heightened. And that's why we're doing this show, because of the demand.
Yeah. You know, what's really interesting, what you said, is that I think people now, they get it. I think that their conscious level really need to have a program where they can engage into it periodically, if not weekly. And I think that our program will represent that, because we will be there all the time reminding them that you can no longer put these things and sweep them under the rug. You have to really live a lifestyle of clean and health today. Otherwise, you're going to be constantly reminded that the body's not accepting your behavior any longer.
Yes.
If you're going to feed your body food that doesn't have any nutrition in it, which I call dead food. Mm-hmm. If you're going to feed your body dead food, then how do you expect to feel vibrant? How do you expect to look vibrant if you're feeding your body non-vibrant food?
Right, right. And Ronnie, that is such an important point. I want to ask you, can you expound just a little bit, you being the expert, on what is dead food? What is, you know, just so our audience, for those who may not know what we're talking about.
Okay, food that's devoid of live nutrition. For an example, if you take food that come out of the soil, which our soil is devoid of nutrition the way it used to have in many years ago. And I'll give you an example. In 1955, I love that year,
mm-hmm.
The food that was grown in the soil was more nutritionally dense than it is today. So if you take a cup of collard greens, or you take a cup of spinach or anything of nutrients today, it is almost 20 times less powerful. So in other words, you have to have 20 cups today to equal the nutrition that it had in 1955. I mean,
that is massive. I'm sorry, I had to comment on that.
Yes.
That is massive. So what you're telling me is the nutrition that my mother received as a child, which looked the same, even if I do my own organic farm.
Yes.
Is actually 20 times less?
Yes.
Oh.
Right. And see, and then, and so when I see people that have all these chronic health issues and they also are obese, I know that part of it is not their fault. We can't assume that people are over or gluttony or just are totally out of control and they're eating all this food. They're not. I know a lot of people who's overweight that hardly eat anything.
Right.
And the ones that are eating, overeating, they're overeating because they're not nutritionally satisfied. You see what I'm saying? So if you're hungry all the time, you got to ask yourself, what am I eating? Because if you're hungry and you just ate two meals that day, that's because it's not getting into the cellular level. And we'll talk more about what's happening to our food. But we also got to talk about when we eat the food, what's going on. Are we using the nutrition?
Right. Are we using it properly? And then my question is, how do we get that nutrition if the food is so devoid because of the soil right now, the current condition on the planet?
Absolutely. We're going to talk about that. So it's very interesting, though, because I think that we need to talk a lot about a lot of things that people think they're doing right, but they're not doing it right.
That is wonderful.
Okay, so let's go on a break, and we'll be right back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
The Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie. She will change your thinking about your health, your body, and your mind. One of the most dynamic holistic experts in the country, Dr. Ronnie, best-selling author, naturopathic doctor, independent scientific researcher, registered nurse, and founder of Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. Each week, this media sensation will help you obtain optimal health through her no-nonsense advice and world-renowned guests. This show features holistic solutions and remedies to the health concerns that are on your mind and in your body. Whether Dr. Ronnie talks about how to make healthy meals, detoxing your body, she will discuss the latest advancements in longevity or life extension therapies. She will discuss treatments you won't believe we still use in this country to treatments that we should use and don't. Are you open? Are you ready? Let's say yes to Dr. Ronnie. The end game is helping you make the whole body healthier. Say yes to the miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join us Valentine's Day Saturday. Inheritance Made in Mother Crone by Sinner Saint Burlesque will entertain, challenge, empower, confuse, embrace, and deeply engage the audience, weaving feminist activism, international dialogue, and our sensory exploration for both ancient and modern myths about the feminine. Community-building events include Open Space World Cafe dialogues with inspirational Jane talks to explore issues important to women and a teen activist panel interwoven with intergenerational dialogues. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. That's www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for early bird specials throughout December.
Hello, we're back. And we're talking about New Year's resolution disasters and how do we change that for next year? And also, how do we change that for this year? It's never too late. Every single day you wake up, you say to yourself, it's a new day, it's a new year, and let's move forward in the positive. And I have Dr. McCabe here with me today, and we're talking about New Year's resolutions and how do we change that. So I would say to her, why do we have to call it New Year's resolution then? Because I believe in what's called wellness solutions. And wellness solutions means basically in my brain, let's have a plan here. Let's have a plan for the new year. Let's start out with the resolution by saying course of action. I need a course of action. I need to solve a problem. But really, what you really want for the entire year is you want wellness solutions. So we're going to talk about the secret behind wellness solutions so that you can start right now for your new year. I ended by saying, you know, today our food is devoid of nutrition, and that in 1955, our food is not the same as our food is today, is that we have to have 20 cups of a vegetable to equal a cup of a vegetable that my grandmother used to eat. What is the solution for that? You know, I found the solution for that many years ago. And we'll talk about some of the things that I've gone through many years ago that I no longer go through today. I found that, you know, I no longer think that supplementation is something that people with money do or people that are aware of should do. I think supplementation is an absolute necessity. Every single day, I believe that we need to have a green drink. What do you feel about that? And, you know, and I no longer believe that any one green drink is not the same as another green drink. It's like I've actually grown into the best green drink.
Right.
When I started doing green drinks 10 years ago, I mean, it had to taste good. And, you know, it had to have bananas in it. It had to have strawberries in it. And it had to have all these things in it because I had to get beyond the color.
Right.
Today, my body craves green drinks. And to the point where, you know, some people crave coffee in the morning. Some people crave cigarette in the morning. I don't know. Some people wake up craving things. Well, I wake up craving a green drink. And I no longer have to put bananas and strawberries and try to make it taste good. Because for me, I'm looking for something much more than taste. For me, I'm looking for energy. I'm looking for something happens to my brain when I drink the green drink. And I am not kidding you.
Right.
And, you know, we talk a lot about a lot of different miracles. And we're going to talk about major miracles, little
right.
miracles. But to the miracle for me, when I found out what a green drink did to my body, it was almost like I couldn't wait the next morning to have another one.
Right, right. I absolutely agree with you on my path to better health and wellness for myself, my family. I have three teenage sons, as you know, and my clients has definitely been through adding proper supplementation. As you said, you know, for our grandmothers and great grandparents, it's you can measure 1 to 20. And that's I think that's even being nice. In a lot of scenarios, the food quality, even when organic, can be very poor in comparison to a few decades ago. Now, I would like to share a personal experience with you and our audience because I do have three teenage sons and they have been primarily vegan vegetarians and we really needed supplementation. Even on the so-called best diets with the boys, with my boys being athletes and so forth. And I have experienced several miracles with my clients, but the most significant of them have been with my own personal family.
Mm-hmm.
One of my children was suffering the inability to be able to focus enough and also the opposite issue of being able to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at his nutrition and I thought, as a parent and certainly mm-hmm. as a nutritionist and wellness expert myself, that I was giving him the best. But it was when I began to incorporate the best green supplements. The key is those green supplements, and all are not equal. And I'm sure you'll
right.
explain that later
yeah.
to our audience. All green supplements are not equal. But when we say green supplements, I found that whole food supplements mm-hmm. are excellent and all of those are not equal. But I found that when I incorporated this more into my son's, my athletic son's mm-hmm. nutritional plan, mm-hmm. that he actually began to gain the proper weight, mm-hmm. gain the muscle mass. His mental clarity got better. Mm-hmm. His grades got better. He was mm-hmm. already a very athletic child, but mm-hmm. I was very concerned with his size. And the weight got, he began to increase in his weight. And his BMI, his body mass index improved to that which was considered healthy. And primarily before that, the child was eating everything mm-hmm. and it was just not there. So I found that was the only thing I incorporated was these high quality green supplements as a regular part of his nutrition program. And he gained the weight. He's a very healthy track and field star right now in his high school. Mm-hmm. And I credit this to knowing the right type of supplementation to give him, because as you said earlier, the food that we consume now is just not enough.
And, you know, and I learned that by running the retreat on Martha's Vineyard. Having the retreat, we have people come from all over the country with a lot of chronic illnesses. And sometimes we had them come to take part of our detoxification program. And you'd be surprised about what happens with people when they think they're doing the right thing, and what they end up doing is hurting themselves even more. So I always say that knowledge is very powerful, but we also have to understand that part of being a naturopath and part of being a nutritionist is that you have to have more than just knowledge. You also have to have the understanding about the nutrient content of all supplements and what that means in terms of people using it for their bodies. Because if you have someone that's not allergic, but just their bodies can't tolerate a certain nutrients, and they're, you know, people are intolerant to different food and preservatives in food. And if you give someone a green drink that have a lot of preservatives in it, and they're intolerant to something that's in that green drink, then it's not going to work for their body, correct?
Right, yes.
And so people don't understand that. So when they come to the retreat, they will say, you know, I've done every single thing that I could possibly do for my health, but I still feel sick. And I'm still not losing the weight, and I still feel tired, and I can't sleep at night, and they have a lot of symptoms. And so I have to take a look at not only what they're doing, but I have to take a look at how they're doing it, and perhaps maybe their digestive system is not tolerating that particular nutrient. So having the knowledge of the type of nutrients to take is very, very important. And part of my research over many years is researching products that are cleaner and that are highly absorbable, because if you drink something and you can't absorb it and metabolize it, that particular drink become a toxin to your body.
Yes.
You see, because the body have to utilize what you give it. And I'll never forget the one lady said to me in an audience when I did a class on cancer not too long ago, and she said, well, I'm giving my spouse, because he loves spaghetti, spaghetti, but I notice that every time he eats spaghetti that his skin itch and he doesn't feel really good. And I said, well, he's probably allergic to something in the spaghetti. She says, yeah, he is. Tomatoes.
Mm.
I said, so what should I do?
Right.
And I thought that was like a crazy question because, excuse me, but I just said to her, I just blurted it out. I couldn't help it. I says, well, there's only one thing to do.
Right.
She goes, what? I go, stop eating tomatoes. So, you know, the point I'm trying to make is that you can do the right thing, or you can think you're doing the right thing, but it could be one nutrient that gets in the way of your success.
Yes.
And so a lot of people don't realize that they have food intolerances, or they may be in denial. I mean, just look, if you drink something and if you eat something every single time, you bloat and you have gas and you get a headache, your body is not asking you for Tylenol.
No, it's
or Motrin.
Not.
It's right. Saying, please stop giving me that food.
Yeah.
That's what your body's saying. But what we do is we keep giving our body that food, and then we cover it up with medication.
I'm so glad that you brought that out, because that's so important. So that's our body's indication system, letting us know that we're actually doing something wrong. And this is a warning sign.
It's a warning.
We need to stop this. So
right.
The solution is, what do we replace it with? And you know, just speaking of my teenage son who began to gain weight just off that, I thought that was nothing short of a miracle, to the point that when, as I shared this information with other soccer moms, they said, "What did you give him?" So you gave him this green powder and green liquid. I said, absolutely.
Well, it was a cup of nutrition.
Yes.
And he needed the nutrition
and
for
the
his
proper
brain.
Nutrition.
And the proper nutrition. So, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, as we go forward, well, they'll stop. If for me, the miracle is that people need to stop and listen to their bodies. And if their body's telling them that something's wrong, your body don't lie, right?
Right.
Something's
no, it
wrong.
Doesn't. No.
It's something wrong. And you owe it to your body to figure out what that is so that you can feel good, because that's what this year we're going to talk about, wellness solutions, how to look good and how to feel good. And there's nothing wrong with that, right?
How no, it's
not. How
to
look good and how to feel good. And I'll tell you how to do that. So let's talk about that when we come back.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes. The Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie. She will change your thinking about your health, your body, and your mind. One of the most dynamic holistic experts in the country, Dr. Ronnie, best-selling author, naturopathic doctor, independent scientific researcher, registered nurse, and founder of Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. Each week, this media sensation will help you obtain optimal health through her no-nonsense advice and world-renowned guests. This show features holistic solutions and remedies to the health concerns that are on your mind and in your body. Whether Dr. Ronnie talks about how to make healthy meals, detoxing your body, she will discuss the latest advancements in longevity or life extension therapies. She will discuss treatments you won't believe we still use in this country to treatments that we should use and don't. Are you open? Are you ready? Let's say yes to Dr. Ronnie. The end game is helping you make the whole body healthier. Say yes to the Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Okay, we're back. We're talking about New Year's resolution disasters and how to make it better for this year. And we want to know how to feel vibrant, and we want to know how to, you know, feel energetic, and we want to know how to look good. And, you know, and because from that, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, because you can talk to me a little bit about how to feel good. But one of the things that I always find out from my clients, and, you know, they tell me this all the time, and I'll tell you how I wrote the first book. But first, I want to tell you this. You know, one lady said to me, and many clients have said this to me, she says, "You know what, Dr. Ryan, I really want to feel good first. If you can help me feel good, I just might be able to do all those things you want me to do."
Right.
And you know what? I thought, you know, that was profound for me, because you really can follow your program and you could do all the right things, but it's hard when you don't feel good.
Right.
And so feeling good is a priority. And then also, I have to admit, looking good is another priority, because if you feel good and you look good, then you're on your way.
Right.
And so I think that's important for us to talk about. And I can tell you some of the ways I can get people to feel good and look good. But let me ask you, what do you have to offer for me and for our listeners on how to feel good?
This is so key, because I believe that practically, I believe every human on the planet, but certainly the mass majority of us want to feel good. That's usually our chief objective in all things we do. We want to have a sense of comfort and satisfaction within ourselves. And so it all ties in. And then when we look at ourselves in the mirror and we are enjoying or are pleased with the reflection, that aids in the feeling good. So the question you ask, how do we attain this feeling good? Because we already discussed that the fad diets are the temporary quick fixes to New Year's resolutions just don't work. And right. I just love that we're talking about wellness solutions, because wellness solutions put you on a path where you can have a permanent positive self-image where you actually feel good most of the time, which in effect goes into so many other areas in your life, not just your actual health. So with my clients, I usually deal with that aspect of their being first, is how to make a plan where you can feel good. We understand that when you come see a naturopath or holistic health practitioner as ourselves, that there is something that you're trying to achieve so you can feel better. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I like to talk about most is, how do we emotionally feel good? And what I found out is that when we're able to do an emotional detox and we're able to make a plan in a way where we make it a lifestyle practice, as when people come here to Martha's Vineyard Holistic Inn, they learn how to do this as a lifestyle. So that actually goes hand in hand about with the person feeling good from the very beginning, that this is something different that's going to actually help me make this a part of me, meaning this weight would be a part of me, this health would be a part of me, this clear skin would be a part of me, this absence of dis-ease will be a part of me. And so dealing with the emotional and mental part of
it. So you, which one comes first? Do you think that a person will feel better if they look better first and then feel good, or is it simultaneously, or do you help them to feel better first or look better first?
You have to work on both of them simultaneously. It's very difficult to feel good when you don't look good. But I would say to work on the feeling good first, the emotional and the mental part of it, so it can at least give you the hope and the initiative to get to a point where you are satisfied with your health and how you look.
I think you're right, because let me tell you what I've done. And this, and as this has gone by years and years and years of history, like if I was to give someone a green drink and then I give them a antioxidant drink and then I give them another antioxidant drink, then I give them, and we've got some powerful supplements that I'll talk about. And then I tell them that with your soup, I want you to take enzymes and all of these nutrients that they're taking in on a daily basis. Immediately, they'll feel good. I'll remember the lady that, you know, and this was on her fourth day of the program. And I remember she was kept going up and down the stairs at the retreat. And I asked her, I says, "Are you okay?" And she goes, I can't believe it. And I said, "You can't believe what?" She says, "I'm going up these stairs." She says, "I'm so happy." She says, I have not felt and looked like this in years.
Right.
And she says, "This is a miracle." And for me, I didn't like that, you know. And people will always say to me, "This is a miracle." And that's part of the reason why we named the show Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, because I hear that all the time. This is a miracle. But for me, I think it's really that we're in a sad state of affairs here in this country. The fact that all we have to do is take nutrients
right.
that get to the cellular level
yes.
that the body can use, and immediately we change. We look different, we feel different, we act different. I mean, she was acting like a 10-year-old. She kept going up and down the stairs like a young girl that would skip rope outside.
Right, right.
And she was just so happy, and she says, "I've never felt like this." And all it was nutrients that entered the body at the cellular level.
Exactly. So as they, and it's amazing you're saying that, because you're explaining the dynamic, how all of this goes together as one. So with giving her that, you're saying that with giving her those green supplements and the other high quality mm-hmm. supplements you gave her, it was able to give her enough nutrition, which actually caused a physiological, mm-hmm. biological response, which put her in a state of actually feeling better.
Right.
Where you could work on her whole being
exactly.
and her health for the long term.
Right.
So that's what I was explaining as mm-hmm. I was talking about my son earlier.
Yeah.
As we began to give him something that had an effect, it's the encouragement in itself.
And I bet you he felt really good.
He felt better.
Able to perform better with his athletic
right.
performance. And then performing better and allowing the nutrients to get in his body, he was able to eat more and he gained weight.
Exactly. So, and I want to point out, because something just came to my mind, and I guess because I do have teenagers, mm-hmm. that we're not at all speaking of doing anything that's unnatural mm-hmm. or drug related.
Right.
Because we know that ultimately those things will always cause you to feel bad.
That's right.
We're talking about permanent things
right.
that are actually, and I read something years ago that green vegetables and chlorophyll mm-hmm. is almost an identical match, Ronnie, to your blood.
Absolutely.
It's almost an
right.
identical chemical match.
Right.
So this is not just something we're saying. It's actually a science to this. So when you mm-hmm. take in those proper green nutrients, mm-hmm. you're actually feeding your body this vital nutrition, which unbeknownst a lot of time to the person taking it, it's going to cause a sense of feeling better.
Right.
Then you're able to work on a practical plan that we would give you perhaps on one of our retreats
mm-hmm.
and be able to achieve success more realistically and make it a part of your lifestyle. So it all works hand in hand. And the beautiful, wonderful thing about these natural holistic solutions is they're just that. They're long term and they're for your overall health and wellness permanently.
And that's why he felt better. And I think that that's what we're really talking about here, is how to feel good, how to look good. And your New Year's resolution is now going to become a wellness solution. So I want to tell you, one of the things that I've done for the lady that was, you know, going up and down the stairs.
Yes.
This was her protocol. And then when we get back, we're going to outline a protocol for our listeners. Okay. What happened was, one of the antioxidants that we were giving her, we call it our beauty drink.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of my other clients named it the beauty drink, because when she first came into the retreat, she was swelled underneath her eyes, and she had this, like, look that she hadn't had no sleep in 5 weeks. I mean, she really looked bad, and one of my staff members had to do her hair. I mean, we really had to take her down to, like, infantile and help her bathe, do her hair, put her on mm-hmm. these nutrients. And till this day, she'll never forget us, because we call it the broken shell. When someone comes in, they're like a broken shell. And to fix them whole, we have to start with whole foods, whole nutrition. At the cellular level, they become more vibrant. It's like a flower. They bloom.
Mm-hmm.
They become brighter. And the flower gets bigger and open up. And finally, they says, "Hello, my name is."
Mm-hmm.
We go, "Well, who were you last week?" And then, you know, we joke about that. But, you know, one of the things that we did not do, we did not make them more toxic. We did not give them more medication. We took those things away and we gave them nutrition. What's so wrong with that? You give the body vibrant nutrition, energetic nutrition that you can utilize for your cellular level, and watch how brand new you become
right.
after that. So what is that? What is that nutrition? We need to talk about what that nutrition encompasses, what are the nutrient contents of that nutrition, and why it works so well. And I want to leave the listeners today with a program, with a protocol on what they can do right now how they can start today on making themselves look better and feel better.
Yes.
So what did you do for your son in terms of the energy that he was trying to gain back? Did you do a high substance protein drink along with the green drink? Because a lot of people will ask me, what about protein?
Yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that when we get back as well?
Yes, I do.
Let's go on a break now.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
The Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie. She will change your thinking about your health, your body, and your mind. One of the most dynamic holistic experts in the country, Dr. Ronnie, best-selling author, naturopathic doctor, independent scientific researcher, registered nurse, and founder of Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat. Each week, this media sensation will help you obtain optimal health through her no-nonsense advice and world-renowned guests. This show features holistic solutions and remedies to the health concerns that are on your mind and in your body. Whether Dr. Ronnie talks about how to make healthy meals, detoxing your body, she will discuss the latest advancements in longevity or life extension therapies. She will discuss treatments you won't believe we still use in this country to treatments that we should use and don't. Are you open? Are you ready? Let's say yes to Dr. Ronnie. The end game is helping you make the whole body healthier. Say yes to the miracles of holistic health and wellness with Dr. Ronnie.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hello, we're back again talking about detoxification and New Year's resolution disasters and how to make it work for us this year. So I wanted to talk a little bit with you about how to emotionally cleanse the mind and how to detox the body and give your body what I call maximum nutrition in small dosages all day long. And wow, when you do that, get ready for a miracle, because I'm telling you, your body will not only change the way you think, but it will also change the way you feel. Now, Dr. McCabe, let me ask you something. Can you give them just a few tips on how to start their day? Because at the retreat, we start our day with feeling good. You know, we want them to feel vibrant so that they can move on into helping their body.
Yes.
I believe that should be first. Let's talk about the emotions first, and then we'll talk about the body. And I think together with those tips, you give them some tips and I'll give them some tips, we can get them started on a new course for life this year. And that's called Wellness Solutions. Let's talk about that.
Wellness Solutions. Okay. So I'm going to start here with things that I've been doing personally in my life for decades and also have quite successfully shared with hundreds, if not thousands, of clients. And this is in the area of mind and wellness solutions on the emotional side. Now, the first thing we do when we get up in the morning is we awake. Okay. Our consciousness awakes from a deep consciousness of sleep. And usually at that time of the day is when your mind is at the freest and your ability to create is at the freest. And it's nothing mythical about this, because all thoughts have a physiological translation in your body, meaning they directly affect your health. So my first suggestion is that for the first 3 minutes, only 3 minutes, that's 180 seconds, mm-hmm. for the first 3 minutes of the day that you participate in quiet time, no matter what's going on. And let me explain what I mean by quiet time. And when I say 3 minutes, it should be a minimum. You are certainly invited and welcome to do something more, but it should be something realistic that you can do every single day.
So before you get out of bed.
Before you get out of bed. As soon as you open your eyes, you're in that zone before you come into full consciousness and all of your problems that you're walking into. So for the first 3 minutes, to have quiet time. And to eat.
So let me ask you something. Right. What? Because I try to do that.
Yes.
And what if something's on your brain and you can't have quiet time because you keep thinking about that?
Okay. And this is why it's good to go within the tune with your natural cycles. It's the easiest to do it as soon as you wake up, because if your mind immediately goes to something that's stressful, just erase everything from your mind. Any problems
by meditating or
just. As the thought comes in, it's good to replace it with something else. Say to yourself, this is a good day. Mm-hmm. I deserve a great day. It has to be something of that, because I understand what you're saying, Ronnie. Mm-hmm. And many people are so stressed out and so worried about what they're coming into, which actually brings it closer to them, mm-hmm. that they start off with these stressful state of mind, which sets their health and everything else. But if you can just for the first 3 minutes of the day, erase your mind from these problems. And if you're having a problem, or even if you're not, tell yourself, today is a good day. I deserve a great day. Mm-hmm. And just saying that. And if you focus on saying that, only one energy, only one vibration, only one thought can occupy space at one time. Mm-hmm. So if you're focusing on this thought, no other thought can occupy. I'm not saying it's going to come. You just have to ignore it and say this.
Okay.
And so what happens with the mind is it'll try to confuse you, and all these other thoughts will start flooding in. Well, if you just keep saying this, you can trust. This has been done for thousands of years since the creation of man. So it's nothing new, and it works. And that's why I say to do it first thing in the morning, mm-hmm. because that is the easiest time to do. And what that does is it sets your health. It sets your health at a cellular and DNA level of how your day will go about. So if you just first 3 minutes of the day, before you even rise, tell yourself, today is a good day. I deserve a great day. That's my first suggestion.
Okay.
My next suggestion.
I can do that.
You can do that.
Yep.
That's just 3 minutes
okay.
that you're dedicating to your emotional, mental, physical greatness
okay.
and happiness.
Got it.
We can do that. Can we do that? I'm to our audience. I'm sure
yes.
we can do that. I hear everyone saying yes.
Yes.
I hear millions of people saying yes. The next thing that I would say is to then take not one, not two, but 7 deep breaths.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say this is because ideally the next thing you should do is some sort of relaxing exercise. I always suggest walking
mm-hmm.
to take the next 20 minutes and walk.
Mm-hmm.
Literally just walk. You don't have to walk fast.
Mm-hmm.
It increases the breath, which starts your immune system going. But I know a lot of our lifestyles are not able to do that. So just take 7 deep breaths. If you're able to take a 20-minute walk, do that. If you're able to take a 5-minute walk. But if you can't do any of that, do your 3 minutes of clear thought, saying that you're telling yourself it's a good day, and just take 7 deep breaths.
Well, that's so okay. So I got it. So basically, we're going to meditate and we're going to remove the negativity from our mind, and we're going to put in, it's a good day, I deserve that good day, and we're going to have oxygen going by taking in deep breaths. Yes. That's going to help us to get that thought at the cellular level. And then we're going to say, okay, now we're going to start with nutrition.
Yes.
So what about going to basically go in your kitchen, get yourself a green drink. How about that? And I believe the first thing in the morning, we need oxygen. A green drink have not only the nutrients that you need to start your day with, but it also alkalizes your body. It helps you to remove toxins from the body. It gets at the cellular level, because our powdered green drinks have what's called nanotechnology with it that helps us to put the enzymes where it needs to be. So that's why you feel good immediately after you have a green drink. And it's really about feeling good and looking good. The second thing you want to do is you want to have what's called an antioxidant drink. An antioxidant drink helps to fight free radicals. It's also a detoxification to remove toxins from the body, but it also helps with your red blood cells. There's lots of antioxidants out there. There's berry drinks, there's resveratrol drinks. I mean, some of these drinks have aloe vera in it, but I'm going to explain to you that you need to start an antioxidant drink 2 hours later. The third drink that you're going to have is a live juice. Now, we all know that juicing is really important for us. Get your favorite vegetables. I don't care what vegetables you have in that drink. Just start a vegetable juice every single day. We're talking about detoxification. We're talking about cleansing. Do not let your tongue be a slave. You must do this in order to change the way you want to look and the way you want to feel this year. The fourth thing you want to do is you want to make yourself a pot of vegetable soup, and you're going to eat soup all day, okay? Put all your vegetables, favorite vegetables, lots of greens in one big pot. Spice it up with garlic and onions. Use a little turmeric. Use a little curry if you like it. Do no salt vegetable seasoning. And you want to make sure you boil it for about a good hour. Why? You want to drink the broth from that vegetable soup. So vegetable soup is important. It's called your cleansing soup. So let's wrap it up here. We've gave you tips for your emotions, and we're giving you 4 great drinks that I want you to do all day long. Your green drink, your antioxidant berry drink, and you want to make a vegetable juice, and you want to make a pot of soup. And I guarantee you, go on our website, and I will give you some more tips. Please give us your suggestions. Go to Dr. Ronnie Holistic Reach, drronnieholistichealth.com. Call Dr. McCabe. She has lots of things to tell you about your emotional detoxification. Her phone number is 314-398-8676. And believe me, guys, send in your best questions. I want to hear your miracles, and we'll send you a new book. So anything that you can leave our listeners with?
I just
one thing.
Whatever you do, love yourself, feel wonderful with yourself, and tell yourself all day, I deserve it. I deserve a great health, and I deserve the best me.
I love that. And if you do that and you follow it up with good nutrition, you will love your body, because you're going to love the way you look and you're going to love the way you feel. And that's called wellness solutions, not New Year's resolutions. So thank you so much for being here. I think that, you know, one of the things that we can give our listeners is every single show is give them something to leave with. And that is tips on how they can run their day. And I think that emotional and physical together is the key.
Yes, yes. Well, I certainly enjoyed the show. I enjoyed wonderful listeners, and I just love being healthy. And I love this is such a sharing that it helps. Even the discussion helps in our own personal health.
It helps me.
It helps me.
If I live the lifestyle, talk the lifestyle, and be with great people like you during my day, what else can I ask for? Right?
And you look great, Ronnie.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.